What part does contemplation play in our academic institutions? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Patty Owen Smith, professor of psychology at Emory University, discusses how more time for thought could benefit students.
The recognition that contemplative knowing and contemplative practices as intimately linked to deep learning enjoys a long history in our educational models and cultural histories. Yet the rules of modern educational systems from kindergarten through graduate school impose a set of restrictions and mandates that disallow the flourishing of both contemplation and deep learning. The stillness and quiet necessary for thought development and deep intellectual inquiry become nonproductive, a wasting of time, and a squandering of resources. These losses result in costs that are profound for both the individual and the world we inhabit. Many of our educational reformers argue that the higher education we know today seems to reflect this legacy of loss. Teachers in colleges and universities around the country are introducing contemplative practices into their classrooms, noting that new ways of knowing and learning, those that respond to the entirety of students' lives and to the issues they are now navigating and will navigate, are requisites for an education in the 21st century and a life of meaning and depth. Contemplative practices are important means for accessing interiority. While there can be a multiplicity of specific practices integrated into the contemplative classroom, the central core of these practices is the disruption of unproductive habits, allowing for the development and maturation of awareness and the cultivation of compassion. The distinguishing feature of contemplative practices is the emphasis on the student's self-examination and the cultivation of this awareness of self and others. It is a way of knowing that attends to personal resonance and meaning-making.
That was Patty Owen Smith of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.